Recent U.S. inflation data aligned closely with expectations, reinforcing predictions the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates soon, likely starting with a 25 basis point reduction next week. Price increases span goods like cars and apparel and services such as airfares and groceries, partly driven by President Trump's tariffs raising costs as businesses pass them on to the consumers. Meanwhile, weekly jobless claims spiked to a four-year high, signaling a potential labor market slowdown. Across the Atlantic, the European Central Bank held its key deposit facility rate steady at 2%, as widely expected amid persistent economic uncertainty from U.S. tariffs and global trade tensions. ECB President Christine Lagarde emphasized a data-dependent meeting-by-meeting approach, with updated projections showing headline inflation averaging 2.1% in 2025, 1.7% in 2026, and 1.9% in 2027, close to the 2% target, while noting that the disinflation process is now over and risks to growth are more balanced. Despite inflation hovering above the Fed's 2% target, some economists question the relevance of this decades-old benchmark, suggesting a 3% target might better suit today's economy. Real average hourly earnings grew by 0.7% annually, but at the slowest pace in over a year. With anticipated Fed rate cuts totaling 150 basis points by 2026, the U.S. dollar faces further weakness, especially as real yields on bonds hit multi-year lows. That's all for now.